This is VOA News. The ever-remote Marissa Milton. Britain reactivated emergency hospitals built at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic and shut primary schools in London on Friday to counter the rapid spread of a much more infectious variant of the coronavirus. With more than 50,000 new daily cases of COVID-19 for the last 4 days, the health service said it was preparing for an anticipated rush of patients and needed more beds. The United States marked a grim milestone Friday in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic as cases crossed the 20 million mark on Friday. Meanwhile, after months of serving as a role model in the fight against COVID-19, California has seen infections race out of control for weeks. It has now the worst coronavirus diagnosis rate in the United States. Experts say a variety of factors combined to wipe out California's past efforts, which for much of the year tamped down on surges and kept the virus at manageable levels. Cramped housing, travel, and Thanksgiving gatherings contributed to the spread, along with the public's fatigue amid regulations that closed many schools and businesses and encouraged or required an isolated lifestyle. As the days of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration begin to wane, tensions between Tehran and Washington remain high. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the United States. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. You can follow all the news stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 25 people have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, local officials say, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia, which has slaughtered hundreds of civilians over the past year. The ADF, which originated in the 1990s as a Ugandan Muslim group, rebel group, is one of dozens of militias that plague the eastern provinces of the vast country. It's blamed for the deaths of around 800 civilians over the past year in North Kivu province, which borders Uganda. The United Nations said in July the group's attacks could constitute crimes against humanity and war crimes. Ethiopia's state-appointed Human Rights Commission says security forces killed at least 76 people and wounded nearly 200 during violent unrest in June and July that followed the killing of a popular singer. The commission also detailed brutality by civilians involved in the clashes, saying some attackers decapitated and tortured people after dragging them from their homes and using ethnic slurs. The commission says the attacks on civilians by attackers constitutes crimes against humanity. An Afghan official says unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a journalist and human rights activist in western Afghanistan. The journalist was the fifth reporter to be killed in the war-ravaged country in the past 2 months. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the shooting. A Taliban spokesman insists the insurgents had no connection to the shooting. Norwegian authorities say rescuers on Friday found a body and continued searching for 9 other people still missing after a mudslide destroyed homes in a Norwegian village. An entire hillside collapsed in a town northeast of the capital, Oslo, overnight on Tuesday, burying homes or breaking them apart. Some houses were left teetering over a crater caused by the mudslide, with several falling over the edge. Around 1,000 people were evacuated from the area on Wednesday as the ground was deemed unstable. Bosnian officials say 8 children died in Bosnia, with local media reporting they were victims of gas poisoning in a weekend house where they celebrated the New Year. Police have launched a probe after being informed early Friday that several people were found dead in a village in southern Bosnia. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un marked the new year with a letter to the country's citizens and a visit to the tomb of his father and grandfather, according to state media KCNA. In the letter, Mr. Kim offered thanks to the people for having trusted and supporting the ruling party in what he called difficult times, according to the state news agency. The leader has previously apologized for failing to fulfill promises. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.